So we're learning Me'ilah Daf Tes Amar Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Oilus Oif, Moyolim Boy, Mishogasha. Oilus Oif, once you makash it, then there's a Chiyav Me'ilah on that already. Nimlaka, you did a Malika. Hokshar Ali Fasa, Vatol Yoyim, Mchosu Kapurim, Uvalina. Then it gets a bigger Kedusha Lagabe Lina. That means if it goes overnight, it's Pasal. And also becomes Pasal, Vatol Yoyim, Mchosu Kapurim, means if I Tamei, touches it, a tummy is a tefillah yom, because the kohen touches it, the halach is that makes it pasul. Mitzah dama, once you did a mitzvah dam, which means you press the bird against the mezbech and the dam drips out, and we know that, yep, achatas oif, there's hazah and mitzvah, and we had a shal yesterday, if mitzvah is ma'akev, you have to do the mitzvah. But for sure, by oil, the only thing you do is mitzvah, pressing. So you press the dam, then you chayav alav, then it finalizes the carbon, you chayav alav mishum pigal. If it was pigal, you chayav mishum pigal, or noisar, you leave it, you don't eat it, if you don't be makrid that day, it's noisar, v'tamei, if it becomes tamei, it's a tamei, has all those dinim of a carbon. Umayulamba, and there's me'ila, by oila, there's me'ila even after you make mitzvah dam, why? You don't eat oila. So oila has me'ila, ma'ayulamba has me'ila, ach teitzah v'esedeshen, until it goes out lebeis hadeshen, which means that it burns on mizbeach, and then there's something called yitzah hadeshen, that you bring the ashes out of the beis hamikdash to a place out of Yerushalayim. So until you bring it there, there's me'ila on it, even on the ashes. Paraman and Serafim, Siram and Serafim. Paraman and Serafim are, let's say, par helm dav shel tzibur. There's certain amchatos that are very serious chatois, and that you spritz it down inside the heichel, and those chatois are not eaten. What do you do with the basa? You burn it. You burn it chutz le beis hamikdash. You burn it out of the beis hamikdash. That's parma asrafim. Seirim asrafim, same thing, just as by seirim. That's an example that would be the sa'ir that's brought on Yom Kippur. So those things, mayel and bayim b'shokdashu, is me'ila once you make it hektash. Nishchatu, you shecht it. Hukhshuru, lifasa b'tol yoyim, m'chusa kapurim v'lina. Once you shecht it, it now become possible to tol yoyim, m'chusa kapurim and v'lina. Huza min daman, once you spritz the dam. Chayav lav mishum pigol nois v'tamei. That finalizes the carbon, and yichayav pigol nois v'tamei. U'moyelim behem v'beis hadeshen, and there's me'ila, even v'beis hadeshen means outside the beis hamikdash, there's me'ila on that, achi yutach habasa, until the basa gets melted, or gets completely burnt, there's me'ila there. So that's parma asrafim. So we finished already chata soif, which is last mishta, oila soif, and parma asrafim. Now I'm going to go to the fourth carbon brought down in these mishnayis, ha'oila. Ha'oila, mayalim boy mishok deshu, it's me'ila once you make it hektish. Nishchata, you shechted it, hukhshara li fasa b'tol yoyim v'mechosu kapurim uvalina. Once you shechted it, now it can become possible if a tol yoyim touches it, or mechosu kapurim touches it, and lina. You leave it overnight. Nizrak dama, that finalized the carbon, chayav lam shum pigal naisa v'tame, chayav pigal naisa v'tame, v'ein mayalim ba'oirois, after you do zrika, on the skins, on the hide, there's no me'ilah, that the kohen keep. But the basar does have me'ilah. What you do with the basar by oila is, you mak it on his back, you don't eat it. So that has me'ilah. And even the ashes have me'ilah until I bring it out, the ashes, lebeis hadeshan. What about achatos, v'osham, v'zivche, shal, mitzibur? So those things are, it's a type of shlom which is kachi kachi, that's what puts it together with here. There's chatas asham zivcha shal mitzibah, moyalim behem mishok deshu. Right when your makashit is ready me'ilah, because it's kachi kachi. Nishchatu, you shechter it, hukshu li fasa, but tfol yoyim, chusha kapurim velina. Once you shechter it, then it becomes, if so, tfol yoyim touches it, or chusha kapurim touches it, it has lina. Nizrak damon, which finalizes the carbon, chayav alam, shum pigon ice vitame. And ain moyalim abasa. But once you make a zrika, there's no me'ilah abasa. Why not? Why not, Moish? Why not? Because you eat it. You're allowed to eat it. It's no me'ilah abasa. Ava moyalim ben mureyim achi yotzu lebeis hadeshen. But the imurim do have me'ilah until it goes out lebeis hadeshen. The imurim do have me'ilah. Why? Because the imurim are something you bring out of his bech. So that has me'ilah. Shtei alechem. Moyalim boi mechok deshum. So the reason why we didn't go to let's say shlomim yet is because we are, I don't know if the Mishnah ever mentioned shlomim, but we're talking about still kachi kachim. Now, shtei alechem is two lechem that are brought together with a keves on Shavuos. Shtei lechem, ma'ilam ha'mishuk shuyid, is me'ilu wa'at ba'ashas hek. When you make a shit, karmu with tanur, if it gets already crusty in the Tana, then a hukshu will be possible to yoyim because of kiburim. Already gets all the dinim to become possible to yoyim because of kiburim. Why? Because the Tana is like a kli sharis, and the Tana is makdashit kushus aguf. And it also is makdashit with lishachet aleim as zevach. Now already I can shech the zevach. Once it's already fully baked, I can shech the carbon on it. Nizrak dom shal kvasim, and once you make a zrika on the carbon, chayav maleh lehem shum pigal nois v'tamei. Yechayev shum pigal nois v'tamei. Ve'ein behem ilah. There's no milah. Why not? Because you can eat it. Yeah. Lechem upon him. Moilav mishoktish. Once you makdish the flour, the lechem, it's your milah. Then karam etana. Once it gets cooked in the tanner, hokshul yipasul tol yoyim v'chusuk kapurim. Once it goes to the Tana, which is a kli shares, so it becomes kaddish that it will become possible if a toliyim touches it, and chusik kaburim touches it, and it also gets a chiv lasada gabe al shochan. Karvu abizichim by lechem apanim. The haktara is the two little cups of spices called abizichim. Once you make the abizichim, chayav malav mishum pigal nois v'tami. Then you chayav on pigal nois v'tami on the lechem apanim. Ve'ein by milas, no mila. Why not? Because you eat it. Hamenachos also ma'alim by mishhokushu. There's mila when you make it hektish. Kitchu bekli. Once you mekarish bekli, here it doesn't have a tano. See, mekarish bekli means you put all the flour into a kli. Then hokshuru will be possible till yoyim because of kvur melina. Then it's hokshuru to become possible till yoyim and because of kvur melina. Karva kaimets. Once you makiv the kaimets, chayav malav mishum pigul nois v'tame. Then Yechayiv ready to pigalize for Tami. I finalize the mincha. Ve'ein moyalim v'shirayim. You don't eat the shirayim. Why not? Because you eat the shirayim. Avol moyalim v'kaimitz at Yisrael Sedesh. And the kaimitz which you makir on the mizbeach, there is me'ilah on that. And even after you burn it on the mizbeach, there's me'ilah on the ashes until you bring it out lebeis hadasha. Ad kan this gevaldig mishma. Zok to Gemara. Itma. We learned. Machlokes amarayim. Itma. Hanena me'ifer tapuach shegav mizbeach. Now, Pasha Pshat, the way it works, that's what's mentioned in the Mishnah and Tamid. The way it works is, you have a Maracha on the Mizbeach, and you have a Tapuach on the Mizbeach. The Maracha is the place where the fire, you burn all the Kabbanas on that. After that gets a little full of ashes, what you do is, you take one shovel off, it's called Chumas Adashim, and you put it on the side of the Mizbeach, it gets swallowed into the ground. What do you do with the rest of the ashes? They pile it up into the middle, called Tapuach. It's called the apple, a big pile in the middle of the Mizbeach. It's called a tapuach. So you have the tapuach and you have the maracha. The maracha, you take trumas hadashen, you take that off, you put it into the ground. Once you do that, you can push everything into the tapuach. Now you have a tapuach. Now, when the tapuach gets too big, what do you do with that? Something called yitzas hadashen that you take out of the base of mikdash. And it's a pasuk in the Torah. You know, everyone knows it because everyone knows pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, "V'lova shakay midei bad mechsei bad yilvash avasaray." And you take a trumas hadashen, and then it says, which means your other big dekuna, like the ones that the dirty ones, the ones that get dirty. You take a mechutz lemachna. So there's two dinim. Trumas hadashen, that's what? A big pile of ashes. Where there's a maracha. Maracha over here, and here will be your tapua. So when they have, every day you have to take a little shovel full hood, you put it inside of his bag, it gets swallowed. Then what do you do with this? This you put into the pile here. It gets swallowed on the ground. Then you take this and you put it over here, and they follow it the next day. And the next day. By a few days, it's up to here already. Then what do you do with this? You let it stay there forever? No. What you do is, you call it sauce dash. Every few days, it's not a chiv, every few days you take that dash and you bring it outside of the machna. That's the process. So zok to Gemara, itma. Hanena me'efer tapuach. Someone who's nena from the efer tapuach. Shal gabi mezbeach. You have enough from that efer. Rav ama im mo'el boy. There is no me'ila. Rav Yechram mo'el boy. There is me'ila. Explains the Gemara. Fnei chumas adasha. Before chumas adasha, kulam le'pligi the mo'el boy. That means before you do chumas adasha on the maracha, of course that ashes, that's me'ila. Kulam le'pligi the mo'el boy. Ki pligi la'ach at chumas adasha. You took chumas adasha already. Now what do you do with that ashes? You pile it into the tapuach, right? So it's done the mitzvah chumas dash already. Pile it in tapuach. So what's the halacha? Machlokes. Rav ama ein moilim boy. And he asked mitzvah. So he did the mitzvah right chumas dash already. Haitzas dash, and that's just like, you know, to clean up the base of mikdash. That's not part of the carbon. Tzas dash. There's no me'ilah on that. Rav Yechon ama kivin nechsev lova shakayim midei bad. Since it says you have to put on big dekuna, kivin tzarech le big dekuna, big tushase kayi. It's still kadosh and still has a din of avoidas hakarbon and the izmiilam. Tanam. So I thought the last cast of our mishnah. Tanam says our mishnah moilam behem izmiilah ach teitzer is the desha until it goes out of the base of mikdash. A furish a mishnah like the man the yama holds it is a mila. No, the mishnah is a furish. Kashla rav, it's kasha rav. Amalach rav, ach tira la base of desha. Doesn't mean actually went out the base of desha. Ach tira la base of desha until it was royu for the base of desha. That is one. Well.